And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Cheer Up the Sick Boy. I hurt my foot. I fell off a ladder. The doctor said I should stay in bed for a few days. Sparky's been trying his level best to cheer me up and to keep me happy and comfortable, and I must say he's been doing a very good job. I asked him if he'd prepare my supper, and he said that Mrs. Twohill and Mrs. Boskin next door had already thought of that. So as today's chapter begins, I'm in my bed waiting for Sparky to bring my supper. Yes, Sparky, just sitting here listening to the radio, but I'm all ready for lunch. I got my bed tray up.
Okay, here I come with some hot soup that Mrs. Twohill sent over. Boy, it smells good. Smell that. And look here, I've got a nice, big, hot roast beef sandwich, which Mrs. Foskin sent over, too.
Oh, good, good. Well, here, just put the tray down here on the top of the bed tray. And would you switch off that radio there, please? Yes, hey, this soup looks good. Smells good, too. Oh, yeah, smells good. Roast beef sandwich looks out of this world. Out of this world. Now, let's see how it tastes. Try the soup first. Hey, this soup really is good.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What kind of soup is that, Big John? Star Spangled Banner soup?
What do you mean, Star Spangled Banner soup?
Well, every time you sip some soup from the spoon, it sounds like you're playing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah?
It's just a little joke, Big John. It's just a little joke.
Yeah, well, it's not a very funny one, I don't think.
Well, boy, look at you. Are you getting in a bad mood?
No.
Man, are you getting tired just laying around in bed already? You've only been there 2 days.
Now, look, I'm not getting in a bad mood. I feel just perfectly fine, perfectly fine.
Well, I'm here to help you out in any way I can, Big John. Is there anything special you want? I mean, is there anything I can do for you? Anything I can get for you to get you in a better frame of mind?
Yeah, you can please go see who's ringing the doorbell, if you don't mind.
Huh?
Go see who...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Star Spangled Banner soup, indeed. I don't even know how to eat soup without making some sort of a noise. Oh, it's too hot. This is
hey,
Papa
Big
Bear.
John?
Yes.
You got company.
Company? Oh, my goodness. Wonder who it is. Hey, maybe this time it is Rosalie McClanahan from down at the radio station. Oh, I'll bet it is. I'll bet she came to see me. Where's my comb? I wonder if that soup I spilled in my pajamas yesterday shows. I should have changed them. Where's that comb? I need a mirror, too. Oh, why doesn't Sparky tell her to stay downstairs for a minute? I can't move this tray sitting across my lap.
Here's your coffee, Big John.
Yeah, we're fine. Just show her right in, Sparky. Just bring her right in. You'll have to excuse me, Miss McClanahan. I was just eating my lunch.
Well, howdy, Bucky. How's your boy?
Yeah, hi, Big John. How they feeling today? Pretty good, are they?
Oh, it's you guys.
Well, what's the matter, Buster? Aren't you glad to see us?
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Mayor. I just thought, it's okay.
Yeah, looks like you were right, lad. Old Big John is not feeling in a very good mood today.
What's the matter there, Big John? You're getting tired of laying in bed, are they?
Now, don't let this little siege get you down, Bucky. You got to keep in a good frame of mind. Don't look at the 6 weeks you got ahead of you laying there in that bed. Look at the days behind you and think that at least you done went and got them over with.
Yeah, fine. Smile and the world smiles with you, Big John.
Yeah, cry and you cry alone. Just look at the 2 days that you've already spent in bed. That's at least 2 days that you won't have to be spending there later on because you got them behind you. Got that, Bucky? Got the idea? Got to think positive there.
Yeah, Big John. Just cry and you cry alone, you know. It's what they say.
Oh, come on, Big John, cheer up.
Talk about
that. Here, Punch and Yuki have come all the way over here to keep you company so the time won't drag on so slow.
That's right, Buster. Oh, Yuki and me will cheer you up. Right, Yuki?
Yeah, yes, sir, Big John. He who laughs last laughs the best, I guess.
Looks like mighty good soup you got there, Buster. Dad must be a very good cook to whip up a bowl of soup like that.
No, Sparky didn't make this soup, Mayor. Mrs. Toohill sent it over.
Yes, sir, Big John. You got to laugh like Pagliacci. Laugh, clown, laugh, and all that kind of stuff.
Now, look, fellas, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm very happy. See, I'm laughing.
That's right, Big John. Oh, I admire that spirit. Stiff upper lip. Look the world smack in the eye and say, I'm stronger than this thing. I can whip this here thing single-handed. Keep your eye on the road and your hands on the wheel and all that there kind of stuff like that there.
Yeah, just look at this thing as sort of a vacation, Buster. I mean, don't let it get the best of you. It won't be long, and everything will be all right. It'll be all right. You just wait and see.
Yeah, there isn't anything to be unhappy about.
Look, I wish I could get it into you guys' heads. I'm not in a bad mood. I feel very happy.
Well, look at that. Look at that, will you? He's smiling. Oh. Look at that. He's smiling again. Already we got him feeling better. A couple of funny stories, but I'll bet he'll feel as good as new again.
That's right, Buster. Smile, be happy. Here we go. That's my boy.
Yeah, just let a smile be your umbrella. Let a smile be your umbrella, Big John. Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do. This will get him happy again, fellas. I'll tell a funny story about my very fine old friend, old Charlie Restlaw. Hey, Big John, would you like to hear a very amusing incident in the life of my very good friend, old Charlie Restlaw?
Not in particular, Yuki. No, thank you. I just wouldn't.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead and tell it, Yuki. Big John likes to hear stories about old Charlie Restlaw. I know he does. He always says so.
Now, listen.
Come on, he'll cheer him up. Now, listen, Big John, listen.
Oh, I'll never forget this one particular incident in the life of old Charlie Restlaw. Happened back in the summer of 1946. Old Charlie went on a duck hunting trip up in Osiwigoki, that's just north of Wild Onion, Minnesota, the lake up there at Osiwigoki. He'd been gone for about 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, maybe longer. Maybe not quite that long, don't rightly remember. But anyway, when old Charlie Rustlaw came back from Lake Osiwigoki, just north of Wild Onion, Minnesota, I asked him, I says, Charlie, I says, did you shoot any ducks? And old Charlie, with a mischievous twinkle in his big blue eye, says, yep, I shot 500 ducks. 500 ducks, I declared in amazement. Were they wild? Get this thing, John. It's very amusing. I says, were they wild? I asks. And old Charlie says, without batting an eye. He says, no, but the farmer who owned them was.
Yeah.
Get that thing, John?
That's a pretty funny story. That's pretty good. I get it. That's pretty good. Don't you think so, Big John?
Oh, I heard it before.
Esther, old Charlie Rustlaw's life is just full of hilarious and amusing incidents, just like that. I think old Charlie Rustlaw has just about the finest sense of humor any man I ever met in my life.
If you ask me, old Charlie Rustlaw was a nitwit.
Oh.
You know any more amusing stories about old Charlie Rustlaw?
Yeah, tell us another amusing incident from the life of old Charlie Rustlaw. You, Big John, still ain't up to snuff.
Look, fellas, up until now, I was in a perfectly wonderful mood. I was happy. I was contented.
I'll never forget about the time when old Charlie Rustlaw was playing in the General Thaddeus P. Flip-Trap Marching Band. He played a fine trombone, and on the 4th of July, back in the summer of 1939, the General Thaddeus P. Flip-Trap Marching Band was playing a concert in the East Cantankerous Memorial Graveyard. After the concert, I walked up old Charlie, and I says, that's a very fine-looking trombone you're playing there in the concert there, Charlie, my boy. And old Charlie says, with a cute little twinkle in his very intelligent eyes, he says, that was no trombone. That was my fife. You get it, Big John?
Oh, boy. No trombone, boy. That was my fife. Hey, I got to remember
don't
that.
Get
that's
that, Buster. That was no trombone. That was my fife. Just like that there joke that goes, that was no lady. That was my wife. It's a switch on that. That's pretty good, Hugh. That's pretty good. Oh, me.
Still doesn't look like he's in very good mood there.
See if I can remember any more amusing incidents in the life of old Charlie Rustlaw. See, the...
Telephone's ringing. Telephone's ringing. I'll go downstairs and see who it is, Big John.
Yeah, yeah. You do that, will you, please?
Oh, say, I know a story about old Charlie Rustlaw. I'll cheer you up, Big John.
Yeah, buddy.
Took place back in the winter of 1936. That was the winter that old Charlie Rustlaw broke his leg trying to make a ski jump off the steeple of the old town hall up there in East Cantankerous, Illinois. Oh, that old Charlie Rustlaw, he'd try anything once. Would you like to hear about it, Big John? Cheer you up.
Well, if you insist. You don't mind if I try to eat this soup while you tell this very amusing and interesting story, do you?
Oh, fine.
I mean, I'd like to eat it before it gets cold.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead and eat your soup, Big John. Yeah. Well, old Charlie Rustlaw, he got up on his skis, you know, and he climbed up the ladder. He had his skis on. Here he was climbing up the ladder to the top of the steeple over the top of the old town hall in East Cantankerous. I'll just stand up here in this chair. I'll show you how it was. See, I'll make just pretend like I'm old Charlie Rustlaw perched up here on the top of the steeple of the old town hall. Well, there was old Charlie standing up there on top of the steeple, and it was snowing to beat the band. And from the ground, you could just about make out old Charlie standing there on the top of the steeple, see? And he leaned forward a little bit.
Hey, Yuki, you're not going to jump from that chair right onto my bed, are you?
Well, I just want to show you how old Charlie Rustlaw flew through the air as he made his famous ski jump from the top of the steeple of the old town hall in East Cantankerous, Illinois.
Yuki, don't you try to jump on my bed.
Old Charlie leaned forward a little bit and he got his balance and zingo, he flew right through the air like this.
Yuki, don't jump on my bed. What's the matter with you?
Oh, Yuki, look what you've done. You've knocked over my bowl of soup and you've spilled it all over me and the bed. And you broke the bed to boot.
Yeah. You know, it's very easy to see how old Charlie Rustlaw broke his leg when he made his famous ski jump off the steeple of the old town hall in East Cantankerous, Illinois, back in
Hey, Big John, you know what? You know who that was on the phone?
What?
I've got good news for you.
What?
That was Rabbit Ears McKeister on the phone.
Yeah?
And he and Charlie Clammerding and Maxie Finster, the Wonderlick Twins, Globby Globbenstraddle, Cyril Rappaport, Schmorgerty Fogarty, Renfro Hencro, Biddy McGlink, and all the guys in my club are coming over tonight to try to cheer you up. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah. Fine. That's all I need. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Boy, I just noticed something. Big John's lying on the floor. He's still in his bed, but the bed's down on the floor. Looks like it caved in. And Yuki lying across the bed. I wonder how come. Boy, Big John looks sort of mad. Oh, now I see why. He spilled his soup across his chest. Oh, excuse me, kids. I've got to go get a new pair of pajamas for him to wear. What'd he do without me to take care of him? I'll see you later, kids.